Some people say that cooking is an art. Others say it's more like a science. Come on, pork chop. We gotta beat that thing down. After today, I would say that cooking is more like an attack from outer space. It all started the other day in Mrs. Wingo's class.
Now, class, as part of this week's home ec lesson, we're going to have a bake-off tomorrow.
Yay!
Boo! Hey, cooking's for girls!
At the end of the class, you and your cooking partner, whom I will be choosing, will present your dish to be tasted by the rest of the class. Whichever team cooks the tastiest and most original dish will be declared the winner of the bake-off contest. Now, let's see. Team one is B.B. Bluff and Skeeter Valentine.
Hey, Valentine, you two gonna bake a wedding cake? Boy, a bake-off contest. I can grill a pretty mean cheese sandwich. Le grilled fromage sandwich. Mwah! Voila!
Oh, Doug, I'm so impressed!
Oh, Doug. Doug, finally, you're cooking with Patty Mayonnaise.
Oh, great. Well, what's the matter, Patty? You don't want to be my partner?
Oh, no, it's not that, Doug. It's just I can't cook. As a matter of fact, the one time I did try cooking, I filled our whole house with smoke.
Oh, that happens to everybody.
Just in case, Doug, it may be a good idea if we got together and practiced cooking something tonight. Is your house okay?
My house? Sure, that'd be fine.
So, you two lovebirds are gonna play house tonight. Can I be the baby?
And since there are an odd number of students in the class, the last remaining person will be paired with me. And that person is Roger Klopp.
Patty's coming over, and everything has to be perfect, pork chop. First, the right recipe. Something not too hard, but not too simple. Something different, yet familiar. Not a big selection. What do you think, pork chop? Yeah, maybe Mr. Dinkle has some cookbooks.
Why, certainly I've got cookbooks, Douglas. But first, I would like you to meet Julia.
Why, sure. Well, who's Julia, Mr. Dink?
Why, that's Julia Douglas. She's the latest in micro-cybernetic, artificially intelligent, all-in-one kitchen cooking unit.
What does all that mean?
Very expensive. Bonjour, Julia.
Bonjour, Bob. How are you feeling today?
Just fine, Julia. Thanks for asking. How about a frosty chocolate shake, Douglas? Hello, Julia? One chocolate shake, please!
A milkshake, Pop! You just had one 10 minutes ago! You're making a pig of yourself!
It's for the boy, Julia.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't trust you, Bob. Here, eat this carrot instead.
Oh, well, maybe next time, Douglas. I'm sure you have a lot of cooking to do. Oh, here, have a carrot.
Mr. Dink did sort of inspire me. I decided that a carrot cake would be a good thing for me and Patty to make. It was simple, yet...
Douglas? Daddy's here!
Hey, Doug. I hope you don't mind me bringing this. I just came from practice.
Well, I don't mind.
By the way, Doug, thanks for not laughing at me when I told you I was a lousy cook.
Hey, no problem.
Pour in 1 cup milk.
Oops. Is something wrong?
No, not a thing.
Pour 1 cup of flour in, Daddy, and stir. Daddy. Next step, separate the eggs. Patty, can you do that?
Sure, no problem. Okay, they're separated.
What? Hey, Patty, have you mixed up that batter?
Not yet.
Wait, Patty!
No! Sorry, Doug, but I told you I couldn't cook. It's just that I never learned. I meant to, but I was always busy with something else. Ballet or baseball or something.
It's not your fault, Patty.
Maybe I should just call in sick tomorrow. There's no use in both of us flunking out on account of me.
You can't do that. We're in this together. And anyway, maybe a cake was a little too hard to start out with.
Well, there's got to be something I can handle.
That's it, Daddy.
That's what, Doug?
Look! I bet if we made a pizza, you'd do great.
You know something, Doug? It sounds crazy, but it just might work. 3 eggs.
3 eggs? Check!
2 cups flour.
2 cups flour, check.
1 cup sugar.
1 cup sugar, check.
Stir vigorously 50 times with a large wooden spoon.
50 times? Check.
Let's sit for 5 minutes.
Check. Thanks for the break, BB.
No, Skeeter. It sits for 5 minutes, not you.
Aw, oh, Mrs. Wingo, why do I have to wear this goofy hat?
You.
It's what all the great chefs wear, Roger. Now let's focus on our cooking, shall we?
Jimmy, Vanessa, get away from there.
I'll just be a minute, Roger. You go ahead and get started.
Hey, no problem, Mrs. Wingo. Any knucklehead can make banana pudding. All you gotta do is follow the recipe. Step one, take 8 bananas... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey! I'll just subtract 2 from everything. Klotz, you're a genius!
Hey, this is great, Doug. I never thought cooking could be so fun.
Look. You're a natural, Patty.
You know something, Doug? We make a great team.
Yeah, Patty. I guess we do.
A few more minutes and it's done. You know, Skeeter, I don't think that this cooking stuff is as hard as they say it is. Skeeter? Skeeter!
Yuck! Maybe that subtract 2 thing wasn't such a genius idea after all. I've gotta ditch this disaster.
Is it okay?
It smells like a pizza.
You did it, Doug!
No, we did it.
Hey!
Huh? Roger, watch out!
Whew! It's okay, Patty.
Well, no use crying over spilled pudding. Sayonara, suckers!
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
We didn't even get to taste it to see if it turned out okay. That's the end of that.
Huh?
Well, I guess we should get cleaned up.
Yeah. I guess so.
Hey, you guys! Your banana pizza is great! Everybody's going crazy over it!
Huh?
this banana pizza is wonderful. Mm, how on earth did you think of such a creative dish?
Well, I guess you could say it was an accident. So I guess everything turned out for the best. Banana pizza is the new rage of the Bluffington School. And I was just glad to hear Patty say we made a great team. Say, Porkchop, how's that pizza coming?
Whoa!